The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but... Big announcement here on ESPN Milwaukee, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We are proud to announce that 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee will remain the official radio home of Marquette University basketball. Now, you know this makes me and Gabe very happy. We love being a part of the Marquette basketball community. We love talking about the team. We love supporting the team. And Gabe, I imagine this means that your already very busy schedule will remain already busy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be busy. We're going to be hanging out at Buffalo Wild Wings again this year for a lot of those road games, especially once we hit conference season. That's going to be a lot of fun. Shaka is going to be joining Homer later today to discuss this more. But Homer, T. Smith, the crew, everybody back together. Because, look, even though... we lost Tyler, even though we lost Oso, those guys doing things in the summer league that just wrapped up. This team's still going to be good again next year.
And coming off of an absolutely fantastic season, 29-7, the final record. Obviously, they were a number two seed in the East, defeating Vermont in the first round, and then, of course, losing to Michigan State. But the point is, it was a very exciting, dramatic, and again, now I love watching these guys compete in summer league. I mean, every day I seem to get an update on Instagram or Twitter about Marquette athletes who are contributing to these NBA teams. And that has always been what the Marquette program is about, sending these guys to the league to have long and successful careers in the league. It is a very exciting time to be a part of the Marquette community. And of course, we are thrilled to be broadcasting the Marquette basketball games until the 2027-2028 season. That is when the contract runs through. So like Gabe said, Shaka Smart, head coach of your Marquette Golden Eagles men's basketball team, will be joining Homer in the Homer Hour later today to continue celebrating this announcement. It just feels right. I love it when Brian D is at Fiserv Forum before the game, just adding that level of hype, getting people excited for the matchups. The Big East will once again be one of the premier conferences in college basketball. It's a very good day to be a part of the 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee family.
How high did they get to this year in the AP? I know that we're at five, right? Did they get to three?
I felt like they snuck inside the top four last year.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Absolutely. So we are obviously thrilled to continue being a part of their journey, a part of their story. All right, let's get back to the Jordan Love situation. And I know there's a lot of people out there rolling their eyes. Look, I get it. I get the people are like, it'll be done when it's done. Yes. But as we just mentioned a few moments ago, Diana Rossini, who now works for The Athletic and is their NFL insider, just put it out a few moments ago in her Scoop City newsletter, which goes out every single day. If you're not subscribing, NFL fans, go ahead and do it. Because as long as this Jordan Love thing is a thing, they're going to be talking about that every day. So just for those who missed it a few moments ago, Diana says that she expects the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love to strike a deal over the next few weeks of training camp. That is not this week, guys. That is over the next few weeks. Could it be tomorrow? Sure, it could be. However, guys, there is incentive, not just Jordan Love sitting out practice, and you want your quarterback to be practicing, by the way, with the offense, but also the looming possibility of the Dallas Cowboys signing Dak Prescott's deal. Prescott could be the first quarterback to break the $60 million per year barrier. Gabe, what would Dak Prescott signing his deal with the Cowboys before Jordan Love signs with the Green Bay Packers mean for the number that the Green Bay Packers are now dealing with?
Much like the Jared Goff deal, much like the Trevor Lawrence deal, that means the Packers are paying even more. This went from potentially being something where, when we were talking about during the season, well, baseline is, you know, 4 years, $40 million. That's what Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
The baseline. Mm-hmm.
Haven't talked about Daniel Jones since.
And Chewy thought that was insane.
Jared Goff.
Chewy thought that was great. Man, $40 million, a lot of money to give this guy. Well, then Jared Goff signed. And Trevor Lawrence signed. If Dak signs, My guess is that Jordan Love's camp probably asks for a little bit more and then has to come down off that number because Dak's getting over 60. Dak is in a spot where no quarterback has ever been, and he would guaranteed get over $60 million per year should he hit free agency. So I don't think he's going to sign for anything less than that with the Dallas Cowboys. So now we go from 55, 56 to 57 or 58.
Not even that. I mean, if at the time they offered Love what Goff got, a good chance he would have taken it.
Probably.
So you're sitting here saying, all right, let's save money because these receivers in 2 years are going to want to get paid. So get this thing done and leave some in the kitty for them. Well, the kitty is starting to shrink. You know?
I mean, the cap's going up and up, man. They're gonna invent like a game on the moon next year that they're going to be broadcasting on Paramount Plus and get a whole bunch of money that's going to be able to pay those wide receivers.
Reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Justin weighing in saying, Goody should be embarrassed that he let this happen. If it's his handpicked guy, meaning Jordan Love, there's no excuse for this. When are we ready to admit this dude sucks at this part of his job?
Well, because that's not this. That's not his.
That's not. I don't think it's his job. All he says is, "Yeah, I want Jordan Love. Sign him, please." Okay, here you go, Russ.
This is the silos. This is the silos. Russ doesn't have to answer to Brian Gutekunst. Russ has to answer to Mark Murphy. This is Mark Murphy's, speaking of handpicked guys to handle the contracts, be the capologist, do all those things financially. And the way that Murphy and Goody have just kind of deferred to Russ when they've spoken in the media of, oh, man, this is Russ's job. This is what he's got to do. And I don't know if Ball is just trying to justify his job right now, but you're making a display for everybody to see, and it's not very good.
I agree. I mean, I agree with being fiscally responsible, but this is just stupid. Fiscally responsible would have been 53 if you did it 2 months ago or whenever Goff signed. Now it's going to be 58. And now this is, if that's the case, that it comes 56, 58, that's two crappy quarterback contracts in a row. Remember how debilitating we thought Rodgers' contract was? Rodgers got everything he wanted. Well, this is turning into that same type of deal.
So to that point, Adam weighs in the 262 saying, Gabe, from what I can tell by listening to the show for the last 7 years, you are a staunch Packers fan and a person that cares about the future winning potential of the team. Don't you want the Packers and Russ Ball to protect the organization from a crummy deal?
Too late for that. Like, I also, yes, it'd be great if you could, you know what I would love? I would love for Jordan Love to sign the deal that Patrick Mahomes has. 10 years, $450 million. I would love for that to happen. That would be fantastic. But I also live in reality. I understand how this works. And it's too late. Like, and the more you wait, the longer you wait, the worse this gets for you if you're the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, sometimes moving slow is not a good thing.
Well, and I can't imagine that Russ Ball doesn't have a tick, 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 tick with the Dallas Cowboys now. Because again, not that Jordan Love will go up and over Dak Prescott's $60 million deal, but he's going to get closer. He's going to get closer to that. And if the deal right now is in the 55 plus range, 55 and a half, maybe 56, the closer Dak is to 60 up and over, the closer Jordan is going to be to 60. Now, will he get to 60? Probably not. But I don't understand how Russ Ball is defending this internally of, it's okay, we're taking our time, we're doing our due diligence, when every moment that passes gets you closer to Dak Prescott potentially signing this bank-breaking deal.
Yeah, it's too late.
Maybe he doesn't understand leverage. Maybe he doesn't. I can tell you this, Jordan Love is not going the Friday before they're in Peru or wherever the hell they're playing.
Brazil.
Is going to go, you know, I feel bad. I'm going to come out and play. That ain't you lost the leverage. You've lost the leverage. The franchise tags now are irrelevant because the guy's not going to practice and probably not going to play. So what are you going to wait till week three? All right, let's give them the 60, I guess.
Well, and the other thing is, guys, we have been complimenting the Packers. You see it everywhere. I've got a list here of audio, man. I've got Ryan Clark. I've got Dan Orlovsky. We saw Mina Kimes, like all of these national pundits who are complimenting the Packers. Did it again. Packers did it again. Holy moly, just falling into luck. They have got this thing figured out, haven't they? You are going to cash in all of that if you piss off your franchise quarterback and then by extension, piss off the locker room. Like, that's not worth it. Just get the deal done, for goodness sakes.
Cut bait. Right?
You've got no one to blame but yourself. You did the calculated deal. You didn't want to give Jordan Love $20 million. If they, again, this goes all the way back to that decision. If they give him the fifth year option, I think they have it. I think they have this thing done. You know, hey, happy new year, Jordan. Here's a new contract. And you get that team friendly deal. But that's not the route they decided to go. They were like, nope, you have to bet on yourself. And Jordan bet on himself, and now Jordan won. And now you have to deal with the consequences of that decision. You don't get to just, oh, yeah, we get a team-friendly deal still. No, you made a bet on himself. You made him sign that deal.
Yeah, they got burned. They got burned. Because they could have signed him, what, May 5th?
Yeah.
You think he would have taken, he probably would have took 50, maybe high 40s. The day he was eligible to sign the deal.
Well, the only thing I would say about that is if his agents are worth their weight in anything, they would have known that some of these other deals were coming down the pipeline and maybe would have waited just to see what other teams were willing to pay for their quarterbacks for comps.
If you pick up the fifth-year option, what do you think you could have signed him for with two games left in the regular season, with a game left in the regular season?
Before they hit playoffs, you're saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's a hell of a lot less at what they're going to wind up paying him.
But I mean, because you got him for $45 million a year.
Tampering happens everywhere. I tampered when I play. Tony Dungy, we're playing them in December. And
statute of limitations, Gabe. Yeah. Statute of limitations.
I don't want the Packers to lose in December. He seeks me out on the field and says, hey, we'd love to have you in Tampa Bay. I'm like, is it warm there? Like, yeah, great. There's tampering everywhere. Denny Green, I went to a function with him before I signed. You know, we'd love to have you, but there's no way they're going to let go.
I'd have hated your guts.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have.
Of all the places,
too.
Tampa, too. Where you literally
did you text Tony once you moved in?
I'm here
there?
Now. But all I mean, I would have at least went out there and say, found a way to say, how much are you guys going to pay Goff? You know? Maybe I'm now or thinking it's going to be 53. Okay. Offer the kid 53 a month before.
Is that even tampering? I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of tampering, but a Green Bay Packers representative talking to a Detroit representative about what they potentially are going to pay a quarterback, that's considered tampering?
I have no idea.
I think that would be labor law legal.
Labor law illegal or
yes.
Labor law legal?
You would be working in concert to depress salaries. Mm. That would be illegal in terms of like a union would not like
collusion.
That. Yes.
I'm familiar with
this
that.
This happens everywhere. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happens everywhere.
Yeah, you'd have to keep it quiet.
800-990-3776.
MLB's gotten away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
Reaction rolling in. And I just want to read what Kevin in the 920 says. He says, this is a failure of epic proportion by the Packers brass. The deal should have been done by May 4th. I can't help but think, guys, Jordan Love's camp is going to dig its heels in. I think Jordan Love's camp is telling him, prepare yourself to sit out and sit out as long as it takes. If it's the entire preseason, it's the entire preseason. No skin off anybody's nose. But if you got to sit out week one of the regular season in Brazil, then that's what we will do. And Jordan Love is 25 years old. I keep going back to this, guys, because there is a youth element here I do not think we should ignore. He's going to get antsy. He wants to play. He doesn't want to see Sean Clifford out there. Nothing against Sean Clifford, but he doesn't want to see him out there. Mm-mm. Throw into his guys, building chemistry, building rapport. Even if the payday at the end is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, the agents are going to have to keep him in check. They're going to have to talk him off a ledge at some point just to say to him, I promise you, this will be worth it. You just have to be patient.
But the players are going to turn. They're not going to turn on the organization. No. They're not going to turn on Jordan. They're not going to turn on Jordan because they want a Super Bowl too, and they know they can't get it done without Jordan. So you wait.
And as long as Jordan's asking something reasonable.
It'll start off very softly and delicate. But soon,
like Keyshawn Nixon dropping a tweet out there saying 10 next.
You get close to the Eagles game and it'll be, are you kidding me?
At what point does Matt LaFleur turn? Because right now it seems that everybody's like, oh, everything's fine.
Well, you said it and I agree with it. I think they don't value practice like they did back in my day. You know, I don't know how long they think someone like Jordan Love needs to be prepared for that first Philadelphia game, but it's certainly not a whole training camp because Holmgren would be wild. He'd be wild at both sides.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be wild at both sides, not just the player.
Matthew Schwab weighing in, saying, if I'm Love and I hear Dak is close to a deal, I don't play a snap until Dak signs. What does that sound?
Is that the Green Bay's.
The Green Bay's.
Of our lives.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Does this mean Aaron Rodgers was a little right? Like, yes, he brought the drama, because you still see the drama happening. The drama is still happening in New York. He certainly brought it with him. But were the Packers also kind of culpable in the Aaron Rodgers drama? Like, we thought the drama would be gone when Rodgers left, and yet here we are, ensconced in drama.
What are we giving it to? Monday?
I said if it's not done before family day. If we hit family night and it's not done,
but I really you're like not going to want to work with me. I want to hear it.
It is a very good drop.
It's very soothing.
It is a very good drop. And we're getting more use out of it now. It doesn't have to be like this. We will continue to monitor the Love Watch 2024, but we do have Sophia Minert coming up a little bit later in the show as well, so we will get to the Brew Crew. Gabe?
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, the only place to go for that engagement ring. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's exactly what I did. It's where I went for not just that, but just also for the wedding bands, and it was fantastic. I didn't really know what my wife was looking for, what she wanted in a ring, had a couple of ideas, took those ideas to the Jewelry Center. They pointed me in the right direction, and she absolutely loves the ring that I got. And what's great about the Jewelry Center is they are going to have options. Naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the team that Dean has put together at the Jewelry Center, always going to be helpful, always pointing you in the right direction. Jewelry Center has three different locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. You can also shop online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take
Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
An NFL season consisting of 18 games seems inevitable. That, according to the AP, after conversations have continued to grow and escalate. And the Players Union, the NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell, says the union is open to an agreement before the current labor deal expires after the 2030 season. So when this first was broached, there was this thought of, okay, but the CBA doesn't expire for another, you know, 6 years or so, 7 years or so. So there's time. Well, time's a wasting. And it seems like within the next 5 years or so, we could see an 18th NFL game. Chewy, if you're in the players union, what are you getting in exchange? Because you never, you know, give something away for nothing. What would you want as a player?
Are you sure?
Why, do they?
It seems like the players union has given away a lot for nothing.
Cash, paper money.
That's what you
no,
want.
No, I agree with Gabe. They'll screw it up. They'll ask for something stupid.
Like no OTAs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be no OTAs.
No training camp, just 18 games.
People just popping their Achilles all over the place.
Yeah, as long as the money's fine, but I have no confidence in the NFL. And I think that's why the owners are doing this, because they know they own the players unit when it comes to negotiating. I don't know what I mean, grass fields
and no OTAs.
Grass fields across the, yeah, they're just stupid.
It seems like a fortuitous time for them to try and redo some sort of the CBA, because the amount of money has exponentially increased.
Yeah.
Well, but they still get a percentage of that.
They still do get a percentage, yes. But when it starts getting to a point where it's like, where's this going? Because you guys keep getting more and more money, and our percentage has just stayed the same. How do we figure into this?
Correct.
Because you guys keep making more and more.
Correct.
And ours is just percentage based.
Yeah, correct. Well, technically you're still making more.
But But you want the percentage to go up as well.
Well, again, that would have been nice, and yet here we are. Again, the players' union just doesn't... That's not a thing that the players' union does in the NFL.
No. No, they're just not smart.
They're not going to figure that out.
I mean, how many preseason games are there now?
Three.
So kick that down to two?
Correct.
But, like, who cares? The starters don't play anyways.
Well, that's, again, back to what Gabe was saying, is, like, it does seem to be the trend that practice and these sort of things don't matter. Although I will say this is cutting off your nose to spite your face, Chew. You just mentioned sitting out for a portion of time and that you were rusty when the season started.
Yeah.
So now it's not just you. It ends up being the whole team.
Sure, but they'll
and
use
the whole
the,
league.
Yeah, they'll use the first two games as preseason games to get themselves up to speed.
God forbid those first two games have any implication in your, I don't know, team record, in your standings in the conference. Like, I don't think you have that luxury in the league. This isn't like Major League Baseball where the first month of the season is a wash because you got 130 games left.
Yeah, but how many?
Remedial math. You know how I feel about remedial math.
How many owners do you think actually care? Actually care. Make the Super Bowl, who cares? Make the playoffs? Oh, that $430 million check's coming in? Great. You know? Because just like players, some players don't care. All they care about the cash. There's owners that could care less.
I would say the majority of owners. As long as that the faucet's on and the cash keeps flowing.
I would say half. I mean, some guys really want to win.
It's nice.
Like Green Bay's one of those organizations that really wants to win. But some of these, they're just like,
well, let me ask you this. Are you expanding rosters?
I think you have to expand rosters and then go to a, what do they do in the NBA? Load management? Maybe.
We hate load management.
I know, but I'm just saying. You don't think players are going to take games off?
This is why I asked you about expanding the rosters. Is that a good thing then? Now you've got more guys.
Yeah, but hold on.
But then you're not making more. The players are making more money. But if you've got to pay those guys,
yes,
you're not making more
the roster,
money as an
you're
individual.
Not making as much.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm throwing it out there,
yes.
Guys. Like, again, these are all things. These are all the unintended consequences. These are all of the peripheral things that go along with adding an 18th game. It's not just like, oh, I get another Sunday of NFL. Oh, I get another Thursday of NFL. No, there's all of these other elements, even just from a fan standpoint. Like, look, I know that gambling is driving a lot of this stuff. People love gambling on the NFL and all of that. So maybe you're sitting there just going, cool, another opportunity to make a little more money. But I do think that there are things that the league and the NFLPA need to consider. And it can't just be, well, we're playing another week. Throw another bye in there. We'll make it work. We got to take a break. We've got Sophia Minnert coming up, and we do want to talk to her about the Brew Crew and their recent success. So we will do that right after this.
Compete at work in sports like you did years ago with Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Mentality works with you to make sure your testosterone levels are where they should be. And if you're dealing with low T, maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy, and don't feel like yourself like you did a year or two ago. Those could be signs. Go to lowtusa.com, book an appointment, go through the process. You get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can then start working with Mentality just like I have. I've got the energy to attack my day, attack the weeks that I have that are very busy. And I have that energy now thanks to Mentality. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality's low T treatments. lowtusa.com.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
They've obviously taken their hits at times, but I think Freddie Peralta has been so steady. Colin Ray, same thing.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
And he does it so unorthodox. Like, he'll change his batting stance, like, within an at-bat or at-bat to at-bat. Like, it's insane. Like, it defies kind of everything that you hear from players.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minnert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town. Also brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Your Milwaukee Brewers still atop the NL Central. They've got a 5-game lead on the St. Louis Cardinals, and everybody else just kind of trying to wrap up the season. But that is not the most important news this morning. No, the most important news this morning is that yesterday was Sophia Minert's birthday.
Go. Good one.
Sophia, happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys.
And
it was a fun day.
And the Brewers celebrated with a big win last night. Obviously, it took a little longer than we would have thought. So let's start there. What is the vibe surrounding this team right now as we continue listening to 50 Cent celebrating your birthday? What is the vibe around this team right now as we, you know, again, get a little bit closer towards the end of the year and they still find themselves atop the division?
Yeah, I would say, you know, they got an extra day for the All-Star break, and then they came back, and things have not been boring in the first four games since the break. You know, I think over the weekend, you know, they start with that long 12-inning game back and forth against the Twins. Sunday, you know, four different home runs. Eric Haas had a monster day. I think you feel pretty good about what they were able to do there, and then you know, for whatever reason, the Cubs starters have just had their number against the Brewers this year. Like, the Brewers have done a great job putting pressure, but just not able to put up big offensive numbers against them. And so last night was kind of indicative of that, of Jameson Taillon was really, really good. And then they were finally able to break through there in the eighth and win it 1-0 behind some excellent pitching, with Colin Ray leading the way with five innings. So It's been kind of a lot going on here in the first four games. We've got another day game coming up here in Chicago. But I think overall the vibe is really good, Jen. Like, I think, you know, again, it's just been contributions from a lot of different guys. And we've seen that here in the last four games.
Sophia, I saw Yelich was pulled from yesterday's lineup. How serious is the back?
Yeah, I think there's some concern there. He's just not moving very well. You can see it in his at-bats. He's been DHing. He was out of the lineup Sunday. Part of that was just, you know, he obviously playing in the All-Star game, travel, and then the long game on Saturday night. So there's definitely some concern there. Pat Murphy acknowledged it could possibly be an IL stint. The Brewers are facing a lefty today with Justin Steele. So I imagine he will be out of the lineup today, and then the team is off tomorrow. So they've got some time to sort of let him get treatment, figure things out, see what the best move is for him. But he's obviously not feeling full strength. I think you can see that the way he's moving around. But he's doing his best to be available to get through it, to try to have good at-bats. So he's definitely giving what he's got right now, just not feeling his best.
Speaking of Christian Yelich, I do believe that there are still tickets available for his charity event, which is going on this Thursday, the Christian Yelich Home Yes. Plate Charity Concert. I imagine, Sophia, you will be there, so if folks still want to go to that, they can go online at the Pabst Theater Group and get tickets for that, Gabe.
Yes, absolutely. And I attended Christian's event last year. It was the first year he had done it. He and his family have put a lot into it. They've got a different format this year, so I think it should be fun. It's more of a charity concert. They've got Charlie Barron's coming, Scotty McCreary, another act coming. So I know a lot of the team is planning on attending. I know Pat Murphy is planning on attending. So, yeah, I think if you have no plans for Thursday night, should be a great venue at the Pabst Theater. So it should be a lot of fun.
Is there any more just glaring need for starting pitching, and a sign of that glaring need that today is still TBD of who's starting on your mm-hmm. fifth day after the All-Star break?
Yeah, part of it is they do have the off day tomorrow. You're right, it's technically still listed as TBA. They're probably looking at an opener. You've got Bryce Wilson, Jacob Junis, who can provide length out of the bullpen. They're still also counting on the players that they're expecting to get back here soon. Joe Ross, DL Hall, Devin Williams. He's now made two minor league rehab games. He should be scheduled to pitch here, I think today or tomorrow, for the Sounds. So Devin's is trending in the right direction, which is great. But so they're, you know, especially with Joe Ross and DL Hall, you're getting guys that can provide hopefully bulk innings when they're back. Look, Matt will always look at adding. I think the team is certainly in a position to add. You feel like they're pretty set in the position player group. And we talked to Murph about this, you know, with the trade deadline now less than a week away. Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now with pretty much six teams, so you could even stretch it out to seven teams, still very much involved within three games of those final wild card spots. What I've read is the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling. There might not be clear positions set by teams. So we'll see kind of how the conversations shake out the next couple of days. But I know Matt Arnold in the front office, they are always looking at ways to add to the club.
Sophia Minnert hanging out with Jen Gabe and Chewy here. So let's continue that conversation because we are inside a week of the trade deadline. And I believe that most people think the Brewers will, as you alluded to, be buyers. Starting pitching will be at the top of their shopping list. And yet I can't imagine that they will be able to compete with some of the offers that some of these other teams will throw out there for the highest, for the most desired pitchers on the list. So should Brewers fans be kind of looking at that second tier of starter options as far as people that the Brewers might go after?
Yeah, I think, look, they always want to add quality pitching when they can, right? What's hard about going after those top-tier names, right, the Garrett Crochets, the Tarek Skubals, some of the names that you're seeing at the forefront of the trade deadline, you typically have to give up major league players to acquire players like that, or you've got to give up a haul of minor league prospects. That typically is not how the Brewers have operated at the trade deadline. It's typically a one-for-one. It might be a smaller package of prospects. I mean, if you go back to Christian Yelich's trade, which was in the offseason, of course, they gave up four really quality prospects to acquire him. And that was probably the biggest, trade that they've made in the last 10 years up until this point. So I think it's there's always a high asking price for players like that. And, I think you could look at the Aaron Civale trade that they did with Tampa just 2 weeks ago. They've gotten three really good starts out of him now, and he's a piece that, again, not at the top tier of that list, but he fits what they need. He's consistent. He's durable. He knows himself. He's a veteran. Again, he's given them really good quality innings. I think it's going to be moves like that of it's got to fit for the team. And they're going to pursue every option. But that's part of what makes these trades complicated is the asking price and what are you willing to give up and what are you willing to sacrifice to make these moves happen.
Sophia, if this trend continues and the Brewers win the Central by a decent number, should Pat Murphy be seriously considered as manager of the year?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I think just the... considering the turnover with obviously the manager, with the roster, this team is built differently than other Brewers teams in the past. And really, no one would have expected the Brewers to be in this position 100 games into the season in first with this type of lead. And I think Murph deserves a lot of credit for just how he's just kind of let these players, kind of come together. It's a very, very young team, one of the youngest teams in the league. He's let them grow. It has been messy at times, but he's also letting them thrive. He's giving them a lot of confidence. He's, kind of giving them consistent messaging of what his expectations are. And he does expect a lot. He really, truly coaches and teaches as much as he can, especially with some of these younger players. And then he really leans on the veterans, guys like Christian Yelich and Willy Adames and Reese Hoskins and William Contreras and Freddie Peralta, Wade Miley, even though he's been out with TJ. He always talks about them as these are the pillars of the team, and he lets them lead and he lets them help the younger players. So I absolutely think just considering where the team is and the expectations and the narrative around the team at the start of the year, obviously nothing has been decided yet. There's a lot to figure out, but he'd have to be in that conversation, I think, just for how the team has performed.
Ultimately, I think this scheduling is good for fans, Sophia, because you get to see teams like the Yankees, Red Sox, and all the big teams come through Milwaukee, once every other year. But is it still kind of strange that today is the last game against the Cubs?
Yes. We've talked about that. It is, because when you lose essentially two series, right, you lose a home and home with the balanced scheduling. Like you said, we'll be done with the Chicago Cubs, seeing them after today. So it is weird because you expect to see a lot of those division matchups later in September, and that's what makes, you know, the scoreboard watching and the postseason races so fun, is when you have those head-to-head matchups. They will still have plenty of division series in September. They'll see the Cardinals. They'll finish with the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think, on their last road trip. I think they'll finish with the Reds, I think, in August. So there's a doubleheader coming up there in Cincinnati. But, yeah, it is. I think that's maybe, like, something that they could address moving forward. You know, you're trying to balance the schedule as much as you can, and I agree with you. I think the balanced schedule of the interleague play has been so much more fun, I think, for the players, the teams, for the fans. I know the players have really enjoyed it. But you want to see those division, like you want to see those head-to-head matchups at the end. So I think that's probably the next step of the balanced schedule.
Sophia, last thing before we let you go. Do the Brewers find themselves in a bit of a roster pickle in the backup catcher situation? Feel like things maybe haven't shaken out exactly as they thought they would, which is a good thing from an injury standpoint. And yet here we are again wondering, what is the future of one of these guys?
Yeah, and look, this was a conversation we had at spring training with Eric. You know, you're talking about Gary Sanchez and Eric Haas, and part of the challenging piece of this is, like, they haven't really functioned like normal backup catchers, in the sense that William Contreras wants to catch like 180 games this season, which obviously he can't do, but he really wants to be in there every day, and he's one of the best catchers in the league, so you want him in there as much as possible. So it's even a smaller workload, I think, than what you would typically see from a backup catcher. But, you know, Gary Sanchez has missed the last 20 games with a calf injury. Eric Haas was probably the best player in spring training, to the point that he was forcing a conversation about, should this team carry three catchers, which is really challenging, especially considering the Contreras component, and what that does to your bench, right? Of you're losing a utility player at that point. So Sanchez, he's been with the team. He did a rehab assignment over the weekend. He should be close to going. I mean, he's been working out and doing everything with the team here the last couple of days. Eric Haas had a big weekend in Minnesota, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate. He's been so valuable to this team. So it is a little bit of a pickle. There's not an easy decision here. I think they're trying to figure out how the pieces work. They're going to have to make a decision here in the next couple of days with what to do with Gary Sanchez and what that means for Eric Haas.
All right, Sophia, we hope you had a very, very happy birthday and hope that it continues the rest of this week with some Brewers victories. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
That's Sophia Minert. You can see her, of course, on Bally Sports Wisconsin today when the Brewers wrap up their series. All right, for your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. Every bite at Aria is a work of culinary artistry. You can learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
The ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is back this season. Join the league with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin personalities, and right now is your chance to draft like a champ at Dave & Buster's in Tosa on August 1st. We've got two spots, callers number 6 and caller number 8. Caller 6 and 8 to reach the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line, but you have to call 800-990-3776. Is in the league, caller 6 and 8, 800-990-3776. And if you have other fantasy football leagues, like Joshy does, Dave & Buster's has winning opportunities for everyone. Book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages, even free appetizers all season long. Visit dnbparty.com for draft booking details.
Hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooh-de-la-de-da, yeah. Come on, here we go, yeah.
Here we go.
How many fantasy football leagues does Joshy have?
I've surpassed 100.
I was about to say, I don't think there's a number that's going to shock me.
And they're not technically leagues. They're like underdog best ball leagues where okay. you just you pay $5, you sit in it, you draft it, then you hope for the best.
The limit does not exist. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. With Gabe Neitzel going down Bernie Brewer's slide last night at AmFam Field, what would you consider the greatest Wisconsin sports bucket list item? Lambeau Leap is blowing away the field. 62% people saying they would love to do a Lambeau Leap. And to Chewy's point, they should offer something, you know, even if it's a modified version of it, for people who do the tour at Lambeau Field.
Balls, a bag of ball or whatever, the pit of balls below it.
Oh, pit of balls.
Yeah.
The old pit of balls. Ball pit.
Could you do it?
What? The Lambeau Leap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a confident yes.
Yeah, of course I could.
You got hops?
Have you been on the field?
I've seen the wall, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably taller than me.
A simulation? We could do a simulation. Not now, because we're running out of time, but like we could...
Set up a wall, I'll jump it.
Set up a wall. Give me a wall. Take down that wall. Let's see. Bernie slide with 17% of the vote. Sausage race with 16. I thought the sausage race would get more votes. I thought that that was more of a bucket list item for people.
I think people just like betting on it.
You don't want to get taken out the knees by a Pittsburgh Pirate, so maybe that's...
First of all, he hit him with a bat on the shoulder.
Oh, I thought it was the knees.
No.
The
shoulder.
Yeah.
You know the name of that player by chance?
Philip Smith, I believe.
So close. Randall Simon.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jump around at Camp Randall. Is
she was so confident asking the question. Yes. And like, oh, watch me make sure Chewy's a dumbass.
It's so funny because that name has been burned into my brain, but the minute I needed it, it just was like this. It just played a little hide and seek with me is what it did.
Wait
like,
a second.
Watch this. Poof. Gone. Jump around at Camp Randall is electric. That from Dirty Penguin. Ron in the Key saying the sausage race is the most exclusive. Can you name a player in baseball with a no-hitter and having raced in the sausage race? Is that a trivia question, Ron? Are you going to give us the answer, Ron? What exactly is
just
that?
Just Google it.
Wearing the mascot costume and doing Bucky's push-ups at a game.
Just don't make sure it's not against, you know, directional Iowa.
Yeah.
63, 64, 65, 66. We can only hope that the Badgers start scoring that many points this year at Camp Randall. Will D'Antosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.
Never miss out on a second of the show.
We got still some delays. Southbound 43 from just about Silver Spring down through the Capitol Drive area. Northbound slow from Locust up to Keefe. Westbound on 94, slowing 25th Street out to Mitchell Boulevard. Eastbound's backed up from just before 84th Street to about 35th. And northbound 4394, slowing around the Plainfield curve all the way up past Oklahoma Avenue. There was an earlier accident at Holt Avenue that's been taken off the freeway.